Welcome to the Rich Feet Podcast with Dr. Tanisha Richmond. This podcast is sponsored by the Richmond Foot and Ankle Clinic, where they specialize in happy feet. Each episode highlights the best of Dr. Richmond's radio show, providing bite-sized clips of advice. Let's jump right into the show.
It's time for Footsteps for Life, and we say, good afternoon, Dr. Richmond. You've got that sunshiny smile on your face today.
Yay.
Yay.
It's sun, because it's sunshine.
Wonderful.
And it's warm.
It is just a breath of fresh air when you come out, and it feels amazing outside.
Yeah, it's like, what, 40-something out there? It feels like 80.
Yes.
For us.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, we thank you so much for sticking and staying. It's 9 minutes after the hour of 12. Of course, we do start noon to one. We'll go a little bit over today.
Okay.
But we're excited. You've got several guests today.
Yes, I have the Shirley Murdoch. She will be coming on today. I have one of my colleagues that owns First Priority Urgent Care. She will actually be calling in to discuss. She'll be giving out the vaccine tomorrow at her location. And then I have another colleague, Dr. Felicia Johnson, calling in about her book club read that I've already read. So I'm ready to discuss it. And then I wanted to talk about Tiger Woods today, too, and his injuries and his prognosis and, you know, really what people need to understand what he's going to have to go through to deal with all the injuries. Okay. That he just sustained. So we have a lot to talk about today. And also, I do have a new Facebook page that I just put out, a Rich Feet Boutique for the store where I have all my masks and shirts and t-shirts. And then also, if you watch 22 or 45, you should see my commercial is now running for the boutique as well. So, you know, and then also I was just talking about Miss Billie Holiday. I did watch her movie last night. Actually, I was asking the producer to try and find Strange Fruit so we could play it and see if but now I truly understand what was meant by that song and what she went through just to be able to sing that song and how she was persecuted and prosecuted. And went to jail pretty much not only because of her drug addiction, but because she refused to stop singing Strange Fruit, which was about lynchings. And it was a really good movie. Actually, after I watched the movie, I watched the documentary where Oprah Winfrey interviewed the cast and the producer of the movie. And it's really good. I would say everyone should see it except for small children. Because it is a little risque, has some risque scenes, but for adults, it is funny how they talk about how it's still kind of current, even though it happened in the 30s and 40s, but we're still dealing with so much racial tension, even, you know, well, about 80 years later. So yeah, it's a good movie to see.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we've got a couple good movies that we can take a look at and sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Well, yeah, now with the whole HBO Max platform, it's really cool. You can watch at home until you're comfortable going back to the movie theater, because I want to see that one about the Black Panthers, too. Mm-hmm. I have to see that one, too.
Yes. So you mentioned we are super excited.
Yes.
We're going to have our very own Shirley Murdoch speaking with us this afternoon. And you want to tell us a little bit about the conversation today?
Well, I've already talked to her, so she's prepped with her questions.
Gotcha.
So really, I just wanted to talk today to Shirley about how she got into the industry and then how she maintained in the industry and how she's still relevant and, you know, still alive. Yes. After being in the industry, after we've seen so many people, you know, they're all gone.
Yes.
So that's really what I wanted to talk to her about. And of course, she does have a new single that's out.
Yes, so she'll amazing. She'll talk about that. We'll get to talk to her husband, a producer, Mr. Dale. So, you know, let's share just a little bit about Shirley. We know that Shirley Murdoch is, of course, she's an American R&B singer, songwriter, gospel singer as well. She's best known, and I know she just could not get away from this song. just love her hit single that came out, I believe, the year I graduated from high school. We were singing that. I do remember that, 1986, I think it was. We'll have to ask her. As We Lay, and everybody in America loves that song. I never will forget, years ago, the first, very first time Kirk Franklin came to town, and we were in the Westown Shopping Center, and we told him that, you know, Shirley would be coming to his concert that night. He's, oh my God, I can't wait, I gotta meet her. So we got it backstage, and I remember bringing Shirley back. I said, Kirk Franklin, I said, here's Shirley. Do you know Shirley? He says, yes, I know Shirley. He started singing As We Lay. It was wonderful. Shirley has to remember that. But we had a grand time. Shirley is, of course, a native of Toledo, but we say she's from Dayton.
Okay.
We say
close enough.
We go, yes, we claim her here. She's a Daytonian. Of course, she's sung with the group Zap, the wonderful late great Roger Troutman, the wonderful great Zap Band, and of course the musician for the band is her husband / producer and agent, and we're excited to really talk with them, and they're like family to us. So why don't we just go to the phone and say,
okay,
good afternoon. Hello Shirley, are you there? Get us back. I don't know what happened, but it had some technical difficulties there. But we will get them back on the line. Give us a call back at 457-1210, and we'll be happy to talk more. But, yeah, we always joke about that song. And you know, we love the wonderful music that Shirley has made since then.
Yes.
Even her gospel music. But it's like she can't get away. People just seem to really love As We Lay. And what do you think it is about that song? Have you thought about the words and everything that's in it? Is it just that if you have not been in that situation, it's somebody that you know that has?
Maybe it's
that's
a very,
people
it's,
can resonate with that song.
Well, it's a very common song. Like you said, either people have been in it personally or know someone that's been in it. So it resonates, and it resonates across cultures, sexes, everything. So it's kind of a song that everyone can relate to. It's not something, you know, you're not singing about something like, you know, grits and chitlins that maybe black people can relate to. As We Lay, anyone can relate to that one. So I think it was because it was just so open to so many different people, mm-hmm. and people, you know, in all aspects of our lives. At some point we could have been in that situation.
And unfortunately, some people really were in that situation, and it was serious for them.
Oh, yeah. Probably still in it.
Oh.
Yeah, you see the nightly news. You see some things have happened.
Well, I guess
there's a lot of issues going on.
I guess there's been movies like that, too, as well. Huh?
Mm, that's Lifetime.
That is Lifetime.
That's pretty much the host.
Hey, listen, that might be a Lifetime movie. Maybe you're onto something. Dale and Shirley, we got to talk.
Yeah, Lifetime channel.
We may be able to talk about that. I think we may have them on the line now. Good afternoon, WDAO. Am I speaking with Dale or Shirley? Hello?
Hello?
Shirley?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can.
Yes.
You're live on WDAO, Shirley Murdock. Good afternoon.
WDAO.
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Listen, I even went Facebook Live to all the wonderful people out there in Facebook field.
Okay.
I'm also here as well,
Doc. Okay, good. So you're live on yours, and I'm live on mine, so you have to tag me. Yeah, so we were talking about, we already talked about what I wanted to talk about. And of course, you can, you know, interject whenever you want to talk about something specifically. But first, I wanted to talk about, how did you get into the music industry?
Okay, I'm sorry. One more time.
How did you get into the music industry?
Well, you know, the Bible says it's a gift for making room for you. Roger Troutman. That's when it all got started.
Oh, wow.
From, Dayton, Ohio, by way of Hamilton, Ohio. And when I first met Raj, you know, he heard me singing on a song called Jesus is Love, because I was ministering with a crusade that went out for like, you know, ministering in churches for a week. And so we take services. One of our crusades happened to be in Toledo, and that thing was Jesus is Love. So we adopted that Commodore song, you know, Father, help your children. So he heard me singing on that song and wanted to know that I want to make records. But because I was always trying to be a gospel singer, you know, and I had many opportunities to sing R&B and turn it down, I turned him down too.
Okay.
But I'm just going to say, God, why is the only door that's opening? But I just walked by faith to the door that God opened, and the rest is history.
Oh, okay.
Just like computer love. I just want to know how I was trying to write computer love. I'll get to that after I get finished answering God's questions, but I would love to answer that question for you on Facebook Live.
Well, actually, answer it. You brought it up. Yeah.
So what was the inspiration for computer love? Okay, well, first of all, during that time, Roger was feeling like people might be a little tired of hearing him talk about it. And so I remember talking to my husband, Dale McGrow, who was his music director and keyboard player. So he was feeling like people might have been tired of talking about it. But Dale suggested that maybe he just try it, you know, going another way. Maybe like trying singing a ballad or something like that, or maybe a love song, maybe through two computers. And so that was the inspiration. There was a song that Dale co-wrote called I Will Be Your Star by Sugarfoot from the Ohio Players. And so that track was so hot, so funky. He started that track. Roger came back and put the hook on it and a talk box. And then Charlie Wilson came to town and he put his vocal on there. Everything was
oh, wow.
Charlie said, but there were no verses. So Roger and I went into our rehearsal hall and started working on the verses, and I actually wrote the verses to computer love. Because you need to think about, you know I've been searching for someone. People are searching and they're looking.
Yeah.
To make a connection, that human connection. And so never did we know that it would just, after all these years, still be relevant. So we didn't realize that we were really ahead of our time.
Yeah.
Computer love. There are many people who might even be on Facebook Live or listening around on the DAO right now who may have followed their significant other right there on the internet. So it's amazing, and it's lasted generations to generations, sampled by so many people, like, oh my gosh, like Usher and Neo and even Justin Bieber. So
oh, wow.
Still remains relevant. It's amazing. So yeah, that's inspiration for people that just wanted to write something. And you know, you also mentioned, I think when you actually speak to people about real life issues in your music, because there's nothing new under the sun. People experience things, some of the same things that we experienced in 1930.
Yes.
That we're experiencing in 2021. You know, people know what it's like to be in love. People know what it's like to lose love. People know what it's like to have hardships. People know what it's like to have victories. And people know what joy is. When you write about things that are relevant to everyday life,
yeah,
it's timeless. And that music can live on and on. And it doesn't hurt for a new generation to come in and redo it, like Kelly Price redid As We Lay.
Oh, okay.
Other artists who are sampling songs like Computer Love.
Oh, wow. So how do you think you survived and you stayed relevant and healthy after being in the industry so long, after you see so many of your colleagues, you know, they're all gone, you know, long gone?
Well, first of all, I want to say good genes
to
Jesus.
All right.
And then I think, you know, because I grew up singing in church, and I didn't really get to service until I was like in my mid-20s.
Okay.
And I'm really thankful for that I didn't get discovered much earlier, because it gave me an opportunity to come into my own.
Yeah.
To know who I was and whose I was. So like I said, growing up in church, it gave me a strong foundation in my relationship with God. So that is a staple. That's my North Star.
Okay.
So no matter what's going on in life, if it gets noisy, you know, life gets noisy, I can always rely on having that foundation in that relationship with God. And so I was never, you know, I went from the church to the club with Roger. While I was making my record, you know, he asked me to come out and sing background, which was cool because I was getting ready to be an artist myself. and to be able to learn and glean from somebody that's already doing what I'm getting ready to do. Mm-hmm. And so I said, from the church to the club, because I was never a person that was in the club. There was nothing in the club that I was attached to.
Okay.
And God placed me in an organization with a bunch of brothers, with a family. Not only were they self-sufficient, because, you know, we were the band, we were the crew, we did everything, but it was a drug-free organization, so I was never in a situation where I was tempted to do drugs, and so no drugs were done around me. And because
wow.
my brothers knew where I came from, they were always respectful to me, not only as a female, as a woman, but they were respectful to me as a woman of God. So, you know, they weren't inappropriate, ever.
Wow, you know, that is, that's blessing.
Roger and I were married, or Roger was my brother. We had this wonderful platonic relationship, like brothers and sisters. They looked out for me. And so, but there was some wisdom that Roger passed on to me when Ashley Lay was on the top of the chart. He said, "Baby girl, that record cannot stay on top of the chart." He said, "And you need to talk to me." So when we finally did get together, he said, "Right now that record's on top of the chart, honey. You are the best thing since ice cream and sliced bread." But when that record comes off the chart, that record company's going to take your poster off and put somebody else's on.
Yeah.
You'll be lucky if they accept your phone call.
Yeah.
So this is what you do. You do a great record. You do a great live performance. But this is the key. Stay touchable to the people, and they will support you for the rest of your life. So my longevity has a lot to do with staying touchable to the people, realizing that God first, but without the people, I couldn't do what I do. You know, whether I have another thing is that do you want a hit record or do you want a career?
Yeah.
Hit records go up and down the charts, but a career takes time to build. So over this longevity, over 35 years, I've been building a career, and I've been having this love relationship with my fans and all those people who support me, whether it's the records or whether it's the gospel concerts or whether I'm ministering in church. It's that connection of telling real life stories. Each thing like As We Lay is a real life story for people
mm-hmm.
who find themselves making a permanent decision based upon a temporary situation. I think we can all find that to be true
yes.
in our lives at some point or another. Because there's consequences attached to every decision that we make. Hi, Terry, I love you too. But we have to realize that what we do just doesn't affect us, but it affects everybody in our world. So then behind that was husband. You know, I'm letting you go. I'm a lady with class. I know my desire will pass this one. Not occur. Going Without You and Computer Love and a song that I wrote for my husband, In Your Eyes. I see kindness. I see honesty. I see patience. I see love. People can relate to that. You know, we grew up with music like that that really talked about life and love and it was romantic. And I think the biggest thing listening to music today is the fact that, you know, you might only be talking about something that will only last for a little while when you date it. It can only survive for that period of time. But when you're talking about timeless things, then, you know, those things can last for a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm still here. I praise God. I will be 64 years old. And I'm still kicking. I'm still able to. In Your Eyes is one of her favorites. Mine too, baby.
So you have a new song out. Can you pay us a little clip of it?
People get ready. And
God,
it was inspired because of all of the things that were going on in 2020.
Ooh,
how many know that 2020 was a humdinger?
Yes, it was.
2020
was rough. I think Sophia says she has
her
song.
Oh my gosh, we were dealing with COVID.
Yeah.
A lot of people lost a lot of loved ones. And we were dealing with racism 2020.
Yes.
We were dealing with all that vitriol coming out of the White House.
Yes.
And so we were thinking we wanted to make a deposit to the atmosphere.
Okay.
A deposit of hope and help and unity. And so, like I said, you know, we grew up with songs that the artist always spoke to things about what was happening, you know, in society. You know, not only did the Impressions write that beautiful song, People Get Ready, but like Marvin Gaye had a song like What's Going On, you know.
Yeah.
The Beatles had, or John Lennon had, Let Me, or Denise Williams, Black Butterfly, James Brown, Say It Loud, I'm Back and I'm Black and I'm Proud. So we always had music that touched and spoke to what we were going through. So like I said, we wanted to make a deposit into the atmosphere that we hope would help, you know, with everything that we're all going through in 2020. And so when you're praying for something, you have to, and you're believing for something, then you prepare. When a woman is pregnant with a baby, doesn't she start getting the nursery ready because you know that baby's coming and you want to get ready?
Yeah.
So when we pray, and we've been praying for help, you know, because of, you know, all the vitriol that's coming out of the White House, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, John Crawford right here in Ohio.
Yeah.
Names to name. But we wanted to put something into the atmosphere that would promote healing and health.
Yeah.
So we've been praying and praying for answers. We got a new administration. We've been praying and praying for answers to COVID. We've got, I think, maybe 3 vaccines now. So the thing is, will you be ready when the answer comes? So we want to admonish everybody to do what it takes so that we can all be covered, so we can get through this pandemic. So because I miss y'all. I miss singing live. I miss getting up there.
Yeah.
If we can all stop the spread, then we can get our lives back. So people get ready. Not only is a train coming, a change is coming. And this change has already started with this new administration. Preferably we'll have more unity, that we'll look out for one another.
Yes.
So get ready. There's a change coming. And that song is available on all the digital outlets. And if you go to my Facebook page, there's also where I'll show you where you can watch the video on my YouTube channel. I got a brand new YouTube channel. So if you guys can go to that and subscribe, I appreciate it. So I'm very excited. It's really catching on. People are really being blessed by it. So praise God for that.
Okay. So we're going to play your song. Actually going to play it, and then we'll talk to you again, Ms. Murdoch, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we're going to play a snippet of it, and then you can listen in, and I'm going to play People Get Ready by Shirley Murdoch.
Okay. She's saying the song. She's saying People Get Ready.
Can I play the whole thing or snip?
Huh?
Snip.
You slip.
Again.
Of this. Oh, you want paper?
Miss Shirley, are you still there? Yes, so that sounded really good. Again, Miss Murdoch, can you tell us your Facebook page? You said you have, what other pages do you have? Do you have the addresses so people can find you? Your Facebook page?
Instagram, it's Shirley Murdoch, the number 4 real. R-E-A-L. Twitter is at Shirley Murdoch. And if you go to one of those pages, I will also have, I think I have the actual video for people getting ready, where you can just go right to my YouTube channel and it will play for you. So if you put in people get ready, Shirley Murdoch YouTube, I think it'll come up there as well.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on today, Ms. Murdoch. It was great talking to you. And we will be talking soon.
I was telling them earlier on my Facebook that you're a podiatrist. And for those who might be having problems, you know, who might be diabetic, who might need a podiatrist, you know, if you need a manicure, all that, a podiatrist is a great place to go, a safe place to go. Am I right about that thing?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Oh, so I'm in the Charles Drew Health Center on 1323 West 3rd Street. And our phone number is 937-228-3668. And my website is richfeet.org.
Goodfeet.org.
Yes.
If you didn't catch all that, you go to goodfeet.org.
Rich Feet.
That's Tanisha Richmond. So we thank you, doctor, for letting us come on and talk to you today.
Oh.
The rhythm of the thing. They've been around for a long time and they're still
loving on our community and reaching out to our community. And we
love you so much, Judge D'Angelo. God bless your heart and all your heart.
Okay. All right. Bye bye. Bye bye. Well, that was awesome to have Miss Shirley on my radio show today to get some history and to get a different perspective of music today. Being a 90s baby, well, I'm a 70s baby, but my genre is more 90s, 80s. It is something, the current music is a lot different from what I'm used to. I start feeling like an old lady. I turn it off like my grandma used to turn off and my mother used to turn off music. I have to go back to my era of music. But, you know, that was great to have her on today. And I wanted to talk today, too, about Tiger Woods and his wreck and his injuries. I know a lot of people have been having questions about the type of injuries, want to know when he will be back at the Masters. And, you know, being a physician, and then especially being a foot and ankle physician specialist, I see pretty much at least a couple times a month people who come in with similar injuries that Tiger has just had. And this is going to be a very long, long journey for Tiger Woods, because he also has something called compartment syndrome. And that's basically where the tissues become inflamed inside the leg. And it's basically they have to go in and basically fillet the leg and make cuts to release pressure that's going inside the leg. So that's what they were talking about when they said he could have lost his leg, because if that pressure wasn't released, the tissue could actually have died off. But I know people are saying, will he ever play golf again? I would say probably yes, he would play golf, but I don't know if he would ever be able to play on the level of winning the Masters again. But I think Tiger will be back probably within the next year or so, back on the golf course, playing golf with his friends and family, or even coming to tournaments. But, you know, one thing we have to remember, Tiger Woods, like most athletes, is an elite athlete. So his body is an elite body. His body is not our bodies. So his muscle memory and his physical training just to be where he is may allow him to come back. So I think for, you know, people who are worried about Tiger, is just now of a time of support, a time of understanding, and, you know, just praying for him and being there for him as he goes through this, because this was several major surgeries. I think he just had another one either, I think, like yesterday or earlier this week. So this is going to take a long time to recovery, usually for ankle injuries. But he had foot injuries, ankle injuries, and fib breaks, and they were open and comminuted, which means that the bone was sticking out of the skin and the fractures were in multiple pieces. So that's why they had to use all the screws, the plates, the hardware, because basically they have to put you back together like Humpty Dumpty and piece you back together. And that's a lot of trauma on your central nervous system and your vascular system, as well as all the muscles and tendons and everything that has to be retrained with physical therapy. So it's going to be at least a year, I think, for him. But I think everyone should just be supportive and pray for Tiger to get well. But I think he will be back on the field probably within the next year. So I was hoping some of my other colleagues were calling in today, but I guess they haven't called in yet. So also what's going on in my office now is the boutique is up and running. So if you are looking for any kind of custom face masks, t-shirts, sweatshirts, or hoodies, or zip-up jackets, we can make them now in my office. We do have Rich Feet Boutique that's actually up. And my Facebook page, richfeetboutique.com, is up, as well as there should be commercials running on 22 and 45 right now for my boutique. And I guess, so back to Tiger, luckily we are through with ICE, so we can talk about that when we come back. I think we have a caller on the line. Good morning.
Hello, caller, are you there? Good afternoon. You're on Footsteps for Life with Dr. Tanisha Richmond. Are you there, caller?
Yes. This is Dr. Johnson calling from Texas.
Oh, hello, Dr. Johnson. How are you? What's the temperature down there?
55 today.
Oh, y'all are cold. Yeah, yeah. So is the power and water and everything on down there?
Power and water back on for a lot of local residents, but some areas still do not have electricity.
Oh, wow. Wow.
But there are programs that are being set up by different local organizations and churches trying to help out families and families that had a lot of damage.
Uh-huh.
The pipes bursting and all kind of water damage. They have different programs set up.
Oh, okay. Kind of like what we went through when we had our tornado up here. We really got a lot of help, and it was really traumatic.
The community come together and local organizations help the community. So it's a good thing to see after all mayhem last week, because it was total mayhem for me. 4 days without electricity, total mayhem.
Yeah, and in a snowstorm. Yeah, so that, yeah, because y'all don't have fireplaces like we have them up here, at least to keep your houses warm.
I don't have a fireplace, but I should have fired up that barbecue
pit. Yeah, you should. Well, yeah, but you know.
We've been sitting on ice, but
it's
been a little warmer.
Yeah, that's true. So you were calling in today to talk about your latest book club read.
Yes, our latest book club will be March 14th at 6 o'clock Central Time. It'll be over It's Only Wife, which is by Peace Azu Mehdi. And it's actually an awesome read. The book is set in a small town, and her name is Alfie. She's a young girl. She lives with her uncle. He has many wives and many children. And basically, he arranged a marriage for her with an affluent family in Ghana. And little did she know, he was already involved with another woman that his family didn't like. So it's an interesting tale, and it gives a different view on relationships. She's more of a small-town girl with small-town values.
Yeah.
One man, one woman. So it's a good read.
Yes, it was. I actually finished it today, so I'm really excited to talk about it. It didn't take me, once I started, I couldn't put it down. So what's the next book? You said we're going to, so I can start on the next book, too.
The second book will be Queen Sugar.
Oh.
We'll be looking at the difference between shows, y'all love, come on, everybody loves Queen Sugar.
Yeah.
And looking at the books, which are two different themes. They're actually based on the same theme of Charlie Byron and her family, but it changes. The author talks more about her, and she's a widow, and she's being married to the sports star. So it's a totally different concept.
Oh, okay. So it's not identical to the show.
No, it's not identical.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'll download that one and start listening.
April 7th.
So it's Queen Sugar. Is that one book or multiple books?
It's one book.
Oh, okay.
They've made all these different theories off of the one book.
Oh, okay. Because I was wondering if that was a series, if we had to read.
And that one is by Natalie Bazile.
Oh, okay.
So it's a good read. I started reading that book also.
Okay. All right.
And I encourage everybody to come to www.bookclubpublishing.com. And get the link where you can join into our online Zoom conversation. You can also follow us at Facebook at A Good Read BCP and Instagram at A Good Read BCP.
Okay. Oh, you got all of your addresses today.
I'm watching you.
Okay. All right. So, and of it is free, right? You just have to read the book and then come on this.
It's a free book club. Just come on, join in. We like to relax and just talk about the book. It's not uptight. Just read the book and come on and join in.
And if any author was interested in becoming an
any author would like to submit their book to be read with our book club, you can also go to the website, which is www.bookclubpublishing.com, and submit it. And we have different things for authors where they can have book club discussions about their books.
Okay.
The whole platform was designed to help new authors and existing authors. So we're very author friendly.
Okay.
Love to read.
Yes, I'm starting back. I used to read a lot when I was in college and high school and hadn't really read much since.
Well,
so it's time.
I can't really go out of town. It's given me a way to have a place to go off to. It's a good leisure read. And it's not a lot on TV today.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a lot of reruns, so
yeah.
Reading a good book, it takes my mind off every day.
Yes, it does. And it's we need relaxation right now and peace.
And then being able to talk to you and all my friends.
Yeah, on Zoom. Yeah, we're zooming, zoom, zoom. Zooming everywhere. Yeah, so, but I'm glad.
You would bring your favorite beverage, Coke, tea, whatever. Whatever you like to have, and we just enjoy
ourselves and have a good time. Yeah, we did, because our last one was on Super Bowl. Super Bowl Sunday, but I wasn't really paying attention to that game anyway, since my team wasn't there. But yeah, so once again, what's your website again?
It's www.bookclubpublishing.com.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and I hope y'all get it together down there in Texas. And
well,
some,
thank you for having me.
Yeah, and actually, I will be coming your way probably next week or so down that way, so I can get me some warm weather and some good Texas barbecue.
Come on down and visit.
Yes. Yeah, I will. I'll be coming down there since I got my two doses of vaccines in, so I'm ready to travel again.
Yes, you guys need to be vaccinated to do all that traveling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I have my antibodies. So I feel safe again, safe enough to travel again.
I'm ready to go with you. I'm vaccinated. Let's pack our bags.
Okay. Yeah. So once I'll give you a call later and we'll talk about it. But it was good to have you on the show and let's try and do this every month. So at least we can give the month ahead so we can build up the book club and get people talking about these different books.
That sounds awesome.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
All right.
Have a good day, listeners.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. So also last night I watched the Billie Holiday story on Hulu, and that was really interesting. And I finally understood what she was singing about when she sang Strange Fruit. And I never really understood until I watched her movie last night what she sacrificed, basically her life, to be able to sing that song, and how I guess it was the FBI persecuted her her entire life after she began singing that song. And I'm actually thankful that she did make the sacrifice, because actually they mentioned in the Oprah Winfrey did an interview with the director and some of the cast how she probably was instrumental in starting the civil rights movement. So if anyone has some time, I suggest you take some time to watch the movie. And of course, watch it with adults, because it is an adult movie. No children should watch it, but it really gives you a different vision of what she was going through outside of her addictions at that time in her life. So if anyone does have any phone call or has any questions, you can always call in at 937-457-1210. So I guess as far as foot problems, the biggest thing I was going to say is, well, we're actually out of that time because it's the snow and ice has melted. So we're should be pretty safe of people not falling on the ice, because this time of year is a really a high incidence of ankle fractures and ankle breaks and people breaking things, spraining ankles on the snow and ice. But luckily, most of that has melted away. Another problem I am starting to see because of the weather is a lot of excessively dry skin. I'm starting to see people who are starting to get what's called fissures in their skin, cracks in their skin. Actually, I had a colleague call to get some treatments to help him with his cracked skin. So the main thing I tell all my patients is to use lotion, some kind of lotion. You do not need to use anything fancy. You just need to use lotion every day. Don't put it between your toes. And I tell you that because when you put your shoes on, the toes don't breathe. So it becomes what's called wet and macerated. And then that's a lovely breeding ground for fungus and bacteria. But then, of course, if regular lotion isn't working for you, then you may have another issue that may require a prescription. So in that case, I would suggest to come in, make a phone call, 937-228-3668. If you are an existing patient, you can always schedule yourself online as well at richfeet.org on the schedule and appointment tab as well. But yeah, so if you're getting a lot of dry skin accompanied by odor, and especially if it is white between your toes or green between your toes, you may also have a fungal infection. Or if you're getting a lot of peeling or flaking, and you're getting a lot of peeling and flaking all over your body in patches or different areas, maybe they could also have maybe eczema or psoriasis. And then if you're just getting peeling more on just your ankles, and your legs are turning colors, you're having a lot of swelling, then that could be something called venous stasis, which is a vein problem that can be addressed. So it's a lot of different reasons why your feet may be dry. It's just not just basic, as we would say, ashiness. It could be a medical reason. And then also, if you have a chronic disease where you swell and then your skin like goes back to normal, then you swell again, you can start getting chronic skin changes in your feet. And sometimes I see that in patients who are like in congestive heart failure, renal failure, like kidney failure, going on dialysis, people with heart failure or liver disease, or something just as specific to what we say is venous insufficiency, where your veins just don't work correctly and you have chronic swelling. So, and then also there's something called lymphedema, which is where you have swelling. Usually that's from the toes back and the entire leg is swollen. And sometimes I had a patient, actually had lymphedema, her toes, everything was swollen, both legs. And that's treated most of the time with like compression wraps, 3-layer wrapping that can be done in my office or set up where it's done by a physical therapist. So there's a lot of different treatments, but it's just coming in, letting me look and see what's going on, and then going through your medical history and seeing what the other issues are that may be causing these problems. So I know me and Sophia always talk a lot about an initial visit. And people get upset because they think it's going to be like Burger King, a 15-minute visit. And people, a lot of patients don't understand that for me to understand your feet, I have to understand your entire body. So when I look at your feet, I have to know your everything about you, your medications, your past medical history, your current issues, you know, your smoking history, your drinking history, and things like that, because all of that is relevant when I look at your feed.
So, Doc, how much time would you say that one should allow when they come to visit for the very first time?
2 hours.
2 hours. Set aside 2 hours.
At least 2 hours. Because, you know, for one, when you come on your initial visit, we do have a new software where you set your appointment. You should get a link on your phone where you can upload, like, your insurance card. You can go through your past medical history, things like that. But if you're unable to, you know, you can do it when you get there. So that takes time. Then once you get to the back, the medical assistant is going to ask some more questions. And then when I come in, I'm going to ask some more questions. And then depending on what's wrong with you, you know, it could be a quick visit or it could be a long visit. Because, you know, a lot of patients, especially like my diabetics, their visits generally tend to take longer because lots of times a patient will come in for nails, but then I'll look at their feet and I'm like, well, how long have you been a diabetic? Oh, I've been diabetic, you know, 20 years and my A1C is 13 and I smoke 5 packs a day. And I'm looking at their feet. I'm like, when's the last time you had your blood flow checked in your feet? Because I'm looking at their feet. Their feet are dry. There's no hair. They're brown up top and black on the bottom. You know, their feet are cold. So then we may go on to do a vascular study. Well, the vascular study, which is the ABI, which is non-invasive, it's just a blood pressure cuff on your arms and legs. Well, that takes 30 minutes. So if they have time, we may do that. Or if they're diabetic and they're complaining of neuropathy, which is numbness, tingling, burning. We have a new treatment in the office, which doesn't require you to be stuck or electrocuted or shocked to treat neuropathy. We can do that in the office now. And that takes about 30 minutes. And then sometimes patients, if they have time, may want to go to the foot spa after a visit. And that's usually about 30 minutes as well. And or if you need x-rays or if you need orthotics, ankle braces, or whatever you may need, is not going to be a 15-minute visit. So people get upset about the wait, but generally they're happy by the time they leave because pretty much most of their issues have been addressed. Or if I can't address them, I can refer them to someone who can. So it takes time because I'm thorough. Like I tell my patients, you can have a hamburger or you can have a filet mignon. It's up to you.
And you can make that decision.
You can make that decision.
Well, with that, Doc, I know you've got a couple other things you want to talk about. Of course, you always do a recap just before we end for the day. And then your final words to our listeners today. And of course, just as a reminder, the next show will be the last Saturday of the month, which will be March 27th.
Okay.
March 27th is the next show for Footsteps for Life. And then we'll, of course, take a break right now. We'll do a recap of when we come back. We can talk about the COVID-19 vaccine and options that people can actually take it here. Coming up, is that tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay, so we'll talk about that. If you want to take that COVID-19 vaccine, and you don't have to be a certain age, right?
Yes,
you do. Have to. Okay, yes. So we will talk about that. Hold that down. We will talk about it when we come back from this break. And we want you to give us a call if you have any questions or comments for Dr. Tanisha Richmond. And real quickly, give us your website.
richfeet.org.
And the Facebook page?
I think it's Richmond Foot and Ankle Clinic. And then also I have my boutique website, which is richfeetboutique.com. And then the boutique's Facebook page is Rich Feet Boutique. I think we have someone on the line.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, this is Dr. Warren Booker with Fresh Fire Therapy Care.
Yes, I hear you have an event tomorrow.
We are. We're very excited. We're having a COVID vaccine community event. We're partnering with Rite Aid. We're going to event at 5130 Salem Avenue from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow.
So what are the restrictions for people to get the vaccine?
So there's still restrictions. We got to follow the guidelines set by the state. So, you know, the love of your therapy, we cannot, during this evening, tomorrow. Who qualifies? You have to be 65 years or older. You could be a healthcare worker, a teacher, or have pre-existing conditions. And even death has an alternative. Supreme physicians are childhood illnesses that carry on to adulthood. Example, Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, type 1 diabetes, not type 2, type 1 diabetes.
Now, explain what that means.
I could find out the other one.
Yeah.
Childhood illnesses that carry on to adulthood.
So, Dr. Wary Blanco, explain what type 1 is versus type 2 diabetes.
Okay. We have an organ in our body called a pancreas to help make insulin for our body, you know, and help break down our glucose and sugars and our fats, plus when we eat food, right? People with type 1 diabetes, their pancreas does not work efficiently to clear out enough, to produce enough insulin to help get rid of all the sugars in our body, and therefore their blood sugar raises. Because their body doesn't produce enough.
Okay.
Now, type 2 diabetics are our adults, maybe. So you're overweight, you know, we have bad genetics, you know. My granddad had it, my mama had it. Over time, your pancreas, now we're refitting because we overate. We overdid it.
Okay.
Now the body can't keep up.
So what documentation do they need to bring for these diagnoses if they're not over 65?
So they're not over 65. If you are a healthcare worker, bring your badge, bring your license, your license for your practice that you do, whether you're a doctor or a nurse, you know, whatever that may be. If you're a teacher, bring your teacher badge. And if you have any preconditions that we talked about or that's on the Ohio Department of Health website, and if you fit one of those, if you have any childhood illnesses, that means you've been sick. You're going to have proof of childhood somewhere in your doctor's office.
You don't just show up.
That would state what your illness is.
Can you pre-register?
So is this is first come, first serve, right? There's no appointments needed?
There is. So Friday is providing the vaccine. I do not prefer her. She does not have them yet. She hasn't been distributed out to us from the state. So Variety does have a vaccine. They want to give it to the community. We're trying to get into the underserved community who do not have as good access to these vaccines for people who don't know. So they're going to supply the vaccine. It is on a first-come, first-served basis. We know that, you know, there's not enough vaccines out there for everyone. But we're going to bring what we have and just administer to as many people as we can tomorrow. And if it goes well, you know, we might do this again. See how it goes tomorrow. We're very excited. The ones who
drive through.
Right now we have 7 drive through. It's going to be weather dependent now. So right now it will be a drive through. We have that mapped out. And then you're 15 minutes after your vaccination, make sure you have no reaction, and it's free to go. So we'll try to make it as smooth as possible for everyone. We have to bring your patients. And we'll get through this as fast as we can.
Okay, and again, where are you located?
We are First Priority Urgent Care, and we're at 5130 Salem Avenue in Trotwood. So we're in the plaza with the old road.
Okay, and it's from 10 to 4 tomorrow. I said it's from 10 to 4 tomorrow.
Correct. 10 to 4, come early because I know it's going to go fast.
And it's first come, first serve. So
yes, it is. Maybe it's something as easy as possible. No registration required prior to getting there. You'll receive your paperwork while you're in your car and get the process rolling.
Okay. And again, if you are not 65 and older, you need to bring some proof, like a badge. If you're a medical or if you're a teacher and if you have pre-existing conditions, you need to bring some sort of documentation of your diagnoses.
Yes, you have some proof of what you are and why you're getting this vaccine tomorrow. I wish we didn't have to, but that's state regulated.
And they can go to the health department website too, right? And to get that information, which all the proof.
So if you go or you Google Ohio Department of Health, so whatever person do you use, you can find it. And it has all the rules, all the requirements, and eligible.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in and giving out that information. And I hope a lot of people come out and get their vaccine. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. So that is awesome. It's another way for people in the city of Trotwood to come out tomorrow from 10 to 4 to First Priority Urgent Care so they can get the vaccine. Remember, we are in 1B, so if you have questions, you can go to the Montgomery County Health Department website or Dayton's Health Department website and get the list of the diagnoses and different people who can get vaccinated. And I think, like she said, there will be future vaccination clinics, so just be patient. But if you do plan on getting the vaccine, I suggest you get out there before 10 o'clock. Because it is.
It might be Black Friday night where they spend the night tonight.
I hope not. But I think if you get out there early, because it is first come, first serve.
Yeah, so go early in the morning. In all seriousness, if you're interested in taking the shot, they're taking teachers and
healthcare
professionals,
people over 65.
Credentials, and if you're 65 and older, bring your license or some type of verification of your age, and you can get in line to have the shot, the vaccine tomorrow.
Yes.
At First Priority Urgent Care.
Yes.
Salem Avenue, 50.
I don't know the address, but
this is 5130 Salem Avenue.
Yeah, yes. Well, everyone knows where the old Burlington Coat Factory was in Trotwood off of Salem. So, everybody, just take care of your feet. Put some lotion on your feet, some Vaseline, something.
You say, Doc, any kind of lotion, just put some grease.
Crisco.
Crisco, come on, Doc. Hey,
it's Crisco weather. This is this weather's dried us out.
So you're trying to get your point across. It's important to put that on your feet.
Yes.
I see.
And pretty feet are healthy feet, and pretty feet are sexy. We are coming in we just passed Valentine's. So, yeah, I get excited when I see a nice pair of feet because I don't get to see them all day.
Yes. We got you. We're going to work on that. More lotion, more moisture, whatever
yes.
you need to do.
Whatever, aloe vera plant, whatever you got to do to keep them looking good.
You had a great show today, Doc. As always, you have had some information and education that you shared, even some entertainment.
Yes.
I want to thank Shirley Murdoch and her husband and producer and agent, Dale DeGroat, for being on with us today. We do appreciate you all, and you'll be back with
yes.
us the fourth Saturday of the month, which
yes.
will be March the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, anything going on with you between now and then?
No, just working in my multiple businesses.
That's awesome. You can also visit your boutique.
Yes, it's located in my office, Rich Feet Boutique. And then also it's online at richfeetboutique.com. And there should be commercials running for the boutique
on television. Mm-hmm. As well. All right. We do appreciate you as always. Any last minute comments?
Take care of your feet. You only have two.
All right, Doc. We thank you so very much. Enjoy this beautiful Saturday.
I am.
We hope you enjoyed today's show with Dr. Richmond, sponsored by the Richmond Foot and Ankle Clinic. The clinic is located at 1323 West 3rd Street in Dayton, Ohio, zip code 45402. To book an appointment, call 937-228-3668, or you can learn more at richfeet.org.